Torreway, Northwest London, Sunday, Ches Elul, the 4th of September. Harav Yoni Rosenfeld, Shlita, Elul and Mitzvah Shofar. This week's Torreway has been sponsored, L'schus Moshe ben Pesel Scheindel, Nun Yud. We daven for our dear friend, Mr. Joseph's return to Torreway in good health. He should be zoicha to refuah shlema, b'soich shol chayle Yisrael.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. It is always very, very geschmack to be back at start of the day, the Torah way. So I thought Beis Hashem will discuss a little Indian here about to be a shofar, the mitzvah, what is the mitzvah, and how to become the mitzvah. Something that a person might think is very simple, you go to shul and you listen. But we'll see Beis Hashem if it is in fact so straightforward as to the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar B'Siyata D'Shmaya. So the Rambam and Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah in our Torah, Shmaya Kol Shofar. The Torah commands us to listen to the sound of the Shofar. And the Magid Mishnah says on the spot that this is Mavon the Pasuk. And the Magid Mishnah says, V'poshut V'harbe Mekoyos. This is poshut, we see this everywhere, that the mitzvah is in fact to hear the Tkiyah Shofar. And the Ritva says the same thing in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Lamed Daled, base, the Ritva there. Brings the Rif, and says the Rif never actually said the Nusach HaBracha. And the Gemara for sure doesn't say what the Bracha is to make before Shofar. The Rif doesn't say the Bracha either. Says the Ritva, we have a Kabbalah from Avihem Shel Yisrael Rav Hai Gaon. Rav Hai Gaon, we have a Masorah from him, that the mitzvah is, Lishmaya Kol Shofar. That's what it is. It's to hear the Shofar. The Ritva's learning like the Rambam, Poshim Shat, that the mitzvah is to hear the Shofar. The Ritva then asks a question. The Ritva asks, why is it by Mikra Megillah we say Al Mikra Megillah? Why don't we say Al Tkiyah Shofar? Why by Mikra Megillah, they're also were talking, and we're hearing the Megillah. Over there the mitzvah is Al Mikra Megillah. But by the mitzvah of Shofar, it's Lishmoya Kol Shofar. Why do they have different brachas? Answers the Ritva, and I've been to David Avu Droham, a perish on the Siddur, in Seder Purim, ask the same question as the Ritva, and they both give the same answer. They both say that you cannot compare Megillah to Shofar, because by Shofar, the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the Shofar. Seeing as the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the Shofar, you know what bracha you make? Lishmoya kol Shofar. The mitzvah is to hear. So it's Lishmoya kol Shofar. Masha ein kein on Purim by Megillah, the mitzvah is not to hear the Megillah. The mitzvah is in fact to say the Megillah. So much so that the Gemara even says, what if a person reads the Megillah and doesn't hear what he's saying? What if a person reads Megillah and puts on subwoofer headphones and can't hear a word he's saying? Is he Yotze Megillah? Says the Ravan of David Avadram, you're Yotze Megillah. Because the Yisrael Megillah is Pesumi Nissa. And at the end of the day, I publicized the miracle. I might have heard it, but the words that I said publicized the miracle. That's a fact. Mashaikin by Shofar, it's the exact opposite way around. The mitzvah is to hear. What would be if a person wanted to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah with headphones on, mamish, blowing in, and he can't hear a word? He can't hear anything. Is he yoked to the mitzvah of Shofar? Says the Ritva, absolutely not. Because the mitzvah is to hear. The mitzvah is not to blow. If you blow and you don't hear, you're not yoked to. Mashenki by Mikra Megillah, we make the bracha Al Mikra Megillah. Do you know why? Because the mitzvah there is to say it. The mitzvah is not to hear it. So much so if a person, halacha lemaisa, reads Megillah on Purim and has got headphones in and can't hear a word he's saying, he's yoitza, the mikra, mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah Moyodik. That is the opinion of the Rambam, that is the opinion of the Ritva. And this is the opinion of many, many Rishonim, that the mitzvah is to hear Tkiyah Shofar. Very simple. What's the reason why the mitzvah is to hear it? So the Ritva there on Daf Lamed Daled in Rosh Hashanah says the reason is very simple. Because the whole vault of Shofar is to Lashon Ritva, Ma'ore Ha'am Lachzor B'Teshuva. The whole vault of Mikra Megillah is to awaken the people, to inspire Klal Yisrael to Ma'ore B'Teshuva. Now, you're only going to be inspired to do Teshuva if you hear it. If you're listening to music and you blow Shofar, you're not going to be inspired to hear to do Teshuva. Zog the Ritva, Pshat in the Rambam, and this is the opinion of many, many other Rishonim, this is Rav Hai Gaon, and others, that the mitzvah is to hear Shofar. Pshat, Pshat, as the bracha goes, Lishmoya kol Shofar. Until comes along the She'eltas to Rebbe Achoy, in Siman Kufayin Aleph. And the She'elta says, do you know what bracha you make before Tkiyah Shofar? not lishmaya kol shofar. You know what bracha you make? Lishkaya shofar. Out kia shofar. You make a bracha to blow. Says the smag, the sefer mitzvahs gedolos, in mitzvah mem beis, mitzvahs asay lishkaya b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah is to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And the Haggadah quotes the smag a little bit later. And the smag says, you know what bracha you make? Alt ki a shofar. Mavor from the smag that the mitzvah is to blow shofar, not to hear shofar. Comes the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah in Perek Gimel, Siman Yud, and he brings Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you know what bracha you make on shofar? Alt ki a shofar. Not lishmoyal ka shofar. So welcome, Rabbi Isai, to a heavyweight machlekes rishonim as to what the mitzvah tkiya shofar is. According to the Rambam, and the Ritva, and Rav Haigon, and the Rosh that brings the Ravi'ah, and the Bahag, they all learn the brach is al tkiya shofar. Lishmoya, to hear. But the She'eltas to Rabbi Achai. And we have the Smag, and Rabbeinu Tam. They all say that the bracha and the mitzvah is al tkiyas shofar. If this is true, Rabbi Isai, what do we do? Because we are not blowing, one guy's blowing. So how do we get around this problem? The Rabbi Lezim Amitz, wrote a perush on the smag. He was a rishon, Rabbi Lezim Amitz. He wrote a perush on a rishon. And he explains that what's the machlokes of the smag and the Rambam? The Rambam clearly learns the mitzvah to hear the shofar. Yeah, the smag, the she'eltas, Rabbeinu Tam learned the mitzvah to blow shofar. It says it's the parish called Toisus Re'im, Rabbi Lezman Mitz, on the smag, mitzvah mem beis. And the Toisus Re'im explains over there, where do we know all the tkiyas and shofar from? Where do we get it from? We blow 100. Yeah? That's a shir in itself, how we get to 100. But Menach Torah, the Gemara says very clearly, all you need to do is say 30 blasts. Where are we getting 30 blasts on? The two psukim in the Torah that says you have to blow shofar. So we actually, as a gzera shofar, shvi from Yovel. Because in the Shnasa Yovel on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to blow shofar. And we link Rosh Hashanah to the tkiyas of shofar on Yovel. It's shvi. Now, on Yovel, there's no question about it, the mitzvah is to blow. Because the point over there is not to be ma'oriyam to do shuvah, it's to free that avodim. Yeah, that's the point of the shofar, as the Rambam says. In Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin, when he's makish, he compares the mitzvah of shofar on Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, and he says there's a major difference. On shofar, by Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is the Ma'ariyam to do tshuva, poshav shat. But by Yovel, that's not a mitzvah. By Yovel, the mitzvah is just to free the avodim, to utkatim shroya, bedro, lechol yeshveha. You have to blow shofar as a dro to free the avodim. So there's a major difference between the two. Zot the place to aim. You know why the smag of Rabbi Tam, the she'eltas, hold the mitzvahs to blow? Because the blowing that we do on Rosh Hashanah is learned from Yovel. That's how we know it from. The Gemara is Makish then. Shvi, we learn it from Yovel. By Yovel, what's the mitzvah? To hear shofar or to blow shofar? It's gotten, posh it to blow. On Yovel, there's no mitzvah to hear. That means every year Yovel have to go hear shofar. You don't have to hear shofar. There's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Yovel. And Exerah Shofar is a daraisa. So just like by Yovel, the mitzvah is to blow, by Rosh Hashanah also the mitzvah is to blow. Zatosis Re'im, this is Yaduin Yeshiva's, the famous shit of the Rambam, that Exerah Shofar is lav dafka daraisa. It's a smach, but it doesn't have the full koyach of a daraisa. So the Rambam understands it's true by Yovel the mitzvah is to blow, but just because by Yovel the mitzvah is to blow and the Gemara's makish them does not mean that by Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah is to blow. The mitzvah is taka to hear. Why is the mitzvah there? As the Ritva says, to be mo'er ha'am to do tshuva. Now according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to the smach and according to the she'eltas, the mitzvah is to blow. Now if the mitzvah is to blow, we have shverkeit. If the mitzvah is to hear, I understand how everyone's yotzer hearing. Do you know how we're yotzer hearing? Because we heard. But if the mitzvah is to blow, well, there's one guy blowing in shul. So how are we all going to be yotzer the mitzvah of blowing? And he's a major rishonim, hold this. We're not blowing. So how are we yotzer the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar according to all these major rishonim? The Avnei Nezer, the first Sakachava Rebbe. So in Shalas HaTshuvas and Choshen Mishpah, in Shimon Samachay, he asked this question. And he quotes the Ksois HaChoshen. It's a famous Ksois HaChoshen. In the yeshivas, they have a palpam in the Ksois HaChoshen. It's a Mekuf Pebes. And the Ksois HaChoshen discusses the fact that Tosis are reading Kiddushin. The Tosis are reading a famous Kashin Kiddushin that all the yeshivas mamish go crazy at. The Tosis are reading asks that if there's such a concept of a shliach, that you can do a mitzvah for me, so why can't I ask you to sit in a sukkah for me? Why can't you put tefillin on for me? Why can't you do everything for me? And the Tosis read famously lays down the yesoid that if it's a mitzvah on the body, you can't do it for me. That's what the Tosfos Rit says. The Torah says you have to put tefillin on. So I can't make you a shliach to put tefillin on, because my body has to have tefillin on. That's the aside of the Tosfos Rit. Comes to Tosfos Achayit, and ends up with Tzadik Beis, in Sif Katan Aleph, and he actually has a different halacha to the Tosfos Rit. He says as follows. What's the rule when you can make a shliach, when you can't make a shliach? We know sometimes you can make a shliach, by truma, by kiddushin, by gerushin, but most of the times you can't, otherwise you could just sit at home all day, do nothing, and you've got a guy put tefillin on for you, you finish shas because you had a shliach to finish shas. You get to basically sit down and do nothing. What's the rule, says Ksoi? Says Ksoi like this. If you're doing an action, a shliach can do an action for you. To be mafresh truma is an action. Giving tzedakah is an action. Gerushin the kiddushin is an action. The Torah doesn't say, by kiddushin, your hand must put the ring on her hand. Your hand must put the money in her hand. There's such thing. You have to give a kesef or a shtar, whatever it is. A shliach can do that. A shliach can be mafish truma for you. The Torah doesn't say, your hand has to hold the truma. Anyone can take be mafish truma. But when the Torah says that something has to be on you, for example, tefillin, it's not going to work. But the Ksoi Sechayshin says an unbelievable chiddush. What would be if you were to ask a shliach to put tefillin on for you? Says the Ktzoi Sechayshan, the hanacha, the tying on, a shliach can do for you. You can sit at home and ask someone to put tefillin on for you, and the act of putting on he can do. Do you know why? It's an action. Tying is an action. He can be yoy to you for an action. But the tefillin on your body, ze'i efsha, that can't be. Because the Torah doesn't just want you to rap. The Torah wants Kedushas HaTefillin to be on you. L'shabed Esalev. Yeah, the Machshav HaSabiv, to say L'shem Yichud, all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That can't be done through a shliach. So the aside is, an act of tying, he can tie for you. But the Tefillin should be on your body? Well, it's not on your body, so it's not going to help you. Says the Avnei Nezer. According to the Ksoi Sechoishen, the actions for mitzvahs work, even if it's an action to do with the body, for example, tying on the body, he can do it for you. Blowing is an act, and the Baal Toikeya is your shliach. So Am Yoyt said, Tkliya Shoifa, out shlichus. Unbelievable. That's what Avnei Nezer says. He then continues and says, I actually disagree with the Ksoi Sechoishen. Just by the way, he said, I don't like what he said. It's not negated to this, but just why doesn't he like it? Because there's a manda omar that if you say halal and you didn't hear what you said, you're yotzer. According to the ktsois, you can get your friend to say halal for you, and you don't even have to hear him, you'll be yotzer. So the Avnei Nezer says, in Choshen Mishra Shem and Samachay, I argue in the ktsois of Choshen, I don't like his mahalach, you cannot make a shliach to be maneach tefillin for you. Fine. So hajju kushna duchte. So according to the Avnei Nezer, how is it working that someone else is blowing shofar for you? With a ktsois, you can say it's an action. The Avnei Nezer doesn't like that. So Kunt Avnei Nezer, how's it going to work? He says an unbelievable chiddush. Do you know how it's working according to the shelter, so the mitzvah is to blow? Shomea ka'ina. Unbelievable. Poshut, outstanding. Shomea ka'ina. Just like if a person's extending a Shmoina Esra, and the chazan gets up to kedusha, as we know, we don't talk, we're quiet, we listen, what's pshat? We're listening, and our listening is considered like we're saying it. This is a major, major chiddush, and I would love, at the end of the shir, to discuss this better show in the last 5 minutes, to understand how exactly Shomea Ka'ina is going to work over here. Because at the end of the day, Shomea Ka'ina pashtus is only by talking. What, you're going to be quiet, and it's considered like you blew? It's a little bit hard to understand, so much so, through Tzvi Pesach Frank, the rabbi Sheli Yerushalayim, yeah, in the 1950s, with Tzvi Pesach Frank, wrote a sefer called Ha'atzvi. And the Hilchos Shofar, he says, oh, absolutely not. You cannot say Shomea Ka'ina by blowing shofar. Impossible. It's by words. When you say words and I'm silent, it's like I agree to what you say. It's like when I agree, you can say it like I said it. But when you blow shofar and I'm quiet, it's like I blew shofar. He says, Elavada Iefsha, forget it, you can't say such a thing. So how are we going to answer the question? You're going to have to say, how can you be moit to me and to get shofar? Shlichus. So we have here a major machloikis acharoinim to understand the rishonim hold the mitzvahs to blow. Either you're going to go with the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Ha'atzvi, that it's working through shlichas. He is your shliach. Or you've got the Avnei Nezer, the Yisod is Shomea Ka'ina. That's those rishonim. Now let's get back to the Rambam and those rishonim that hold the mitzvahs to hear the shofar. You've got major, major rishonim. You've got the Rambam, you've got the Rav Yah, you've got the Bahag, you've got the Ritva, Shulchan Aruch we're going to see, the Tor. The mitzvahs to hear the shofar. There's a major, major question. The Gemara says very clearly in Megillah, in Rosh Hashanah, many places, that anyone who is a lav mechuyev in a mitzvah can't be moitzi others. So if a cheresh shoyte v'katon blows shofar, can he be moitzi a bar chiyev? Absolutely not. Frekt al acharonim, if the mitzvah is to hear shofar, why can't a cheresh shoyte v'katon blow shofar for me? I heard shofar. The mitzvah is to hear. There's no mitzvah to blow. If there's a mitzvah to blow, well, you can't blow. If the mitzvah is to hear, if a cheresh blew shofar, did I hear shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Sure. Well, because he's a cheresh, I didn't hear the sound of a shofar. If the mitzvah is to hear, well, the fact that this guy might be 12 years old doesn't take away the fact that I heard shofar. So why am I not yoytzeh if a cheresh shofar katan blows? Furthermore, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah v'chavtes, the Rebzer told the Shamash, ichavin v'takali. Please, when you blow shofar, have kavana. And that's the sugid mitzvah shechasamana, which is paskin and shulchan aruch. We hold mitzvah shechasamana, although there's a month omer, there isn't. The holds you don't need to, and it is born shulchan aruch. We do hold l'chumra mitzvah shechasamana, especially by a daraisa. Especially by a daraisa. Look at the Mishbura and Sim Samach Aleph. By a daraisa we do. So, if you're going to tell me that the Gemara says, and the shulchan aruch brings it, that you need to have kavanas for mitzvah daraisas, why does the Baal take care to have kavana? Even if he didn't have kavana, I heard shofar, correct? I heard shofar. There's no mitzvah to blow. If the mitzvah is to blow, I understand why a cheresh shofar katan can't do it. Because you're my shliach to blow, you can't be my shliach to blow. But if it's not about the blowing, it's about the hearing, why can't a cheresh shofar katan do it? And why does the person blowing need kavanah? Forget kavanah. I heard the shofar. Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with the shaila. In Igros Moshe, in Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis, Siman Ayin Aleph, says Rav Moshe Feinstein as follows. Moyudik. Do you know the reason why a cheresh shofar katan can't do it? Do you know the reason why that the Baal Toker needs Kavana? Because if a cheresh shoyte v'katan blows shofar, you haven't heard the call of a mitzvah. You've heard the call of a horn of a ram. But you have not heard the call of a mitzvah, because he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Zok de Moshe Feinstein. It's true. According to the Rambam, the only mitzvah is to hear shofar. But if a cheresh shoyte v'katan blows, you haven't heard kol shofar. Says Rav Moshe, you've heard kol shir. You've heard a musical instrument, but there's no mitzvah in it. There's no kedusha to it. He hasn't imbued the kedusha to it. You know how to imbue kedusha? A bar chiyuv, posh of shah. That's Rav Moshe's mahalach, that the mitzvah is just tkiyah of shir, is not the tkiyah of a mitzvah. So you heard shofar, but you didn't hear mitzvah shofar. It's the same thing as if we blow shofar right now. You've heard shofar, but it's not a mitzvah. You got the wrong date. It's the same thing. You've heard the sound, but the sound's not enough. It's got to be the sound of a mitzvah. Reb Chaim Briska, in Stencil, when he discusses the geder of mitzvah shofar in Daf Chav Ches in Rosh Hashanah, he says a different mahalach. He wants to be miyashiv shittas Rambam and all the rishonim hold the mitzvahs to hear shofar. The mitzvahs to hear shofar. Why can a cheresh shofar katan blow? Zog Reb Chaim, unbelievable. There are two parts to the mitzvah of shofar. There's the tkiyah. And there's the shmiya. Two parts. There's a mitzvah to blow, and there is a mitzvah also to hear. The Maharam Chaviv says the exact same thing as Perush Rosh Hashanah. There are two parts to the mitzvah of shofar. There's the mitzvah of tkiya, and there's the mitzvah of shmiya. Do you know why you can't? It won't help if the cheresh shofar katan blows. Because if a cheresh shoyte v'katan blows, enachanama, you did hear the call of the shofar. Not like Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says you did hear the call of the shofar. But you didn't do the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Because he can't blow for you. He can't be your shliach. His blowing is not a blowing. The sound sounds fine. He argues with Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says there's nothing wrong with the sound. There's a separate problem if the cheresh shoyte v'katan blows. You're not yoyte the blowing. You're only yoyte the hearing. What's the difference between how Rav Moshe lands and how Rav Chaim lands? What would taka be if a cheresh shoyte v'katan blew on Rosh Hashanah for you? According to Moshe Feinstein, you've done absolutely nothing. According to Reb Chaim and Ram Chaviv, you've done something. You did hear shofar. You just didn't blow shofar. But en echanam, you did hear it.
If a healthy person was kotan in his ears, he'd be yotzer.
If he didn't hear, he'll be yotzer. According to this, if he didn't hear, let's say he had headphones, yeah, he'd be yotzer tkiya shofar, but you'd not be yotzer the mitzvah of shmiya shofar.
I can hear what he's blowing, but he can't.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. Because he doesn't need to be yotze. He could have blown already. It's not tolerant in. He could have been yotze already. Enachanami. Says the Maran Chaviv, just very interesting. He says like this. He said, it will come out then, you could do the following. The Gemara says that if you blow into a pit and someone outside hears, but he doesn't hear exactly. He hears sort of, it's not so clear. It's not really the call of the shofar. It's more like an echo. You're not yotze. Says the Ram Chaviv, according to Am Learning and Replying, who obviously lived after him, you could do the following. Someone could blow shofar on behalf of you in a bar. You're outside the bar and you only hear an echo. Yeah? So you'd be yot to the midst of tkiya shofar, correct? Tkiya shofar yoyte, he's your shliach for tkiya shofar, correct? Then you could go to a cher shofar v'katan, get them to blow shofar, and it'll be yoyte by a cher shofar v'katan. So it comes out, you can be yot into a bar, and you can be yot by a cher shofar v'katan. Again, according to Ram Chaviv and Reb Chaim, there's two mitzvahs of tkiya shofar. Mitzvah number one to blow, mitzvah number two to hear. If that's true, a guy can blow into a pit, you're outside the pit and you only heard an echo. Your yoytze tkiya, correct? Because he blew for you. You didn't do the mitzvah of shmiya. Then you can go to a chesh yoytze v'katan. They can blow and do the yoytze the mitzvah of shmiya. He says, you guy can't be. Because then tkele tachal bori can be yoytze, and you can be yoytze by a chesh yoytze v'katan. He says a chiddush. He writes that you can't separate the mitzvah of tkiya and the mitzvah of shmiya. They must be done at the same time. So you can't use the shtick of a guy's in the bar, you're outside, you hear the echo, yoytze the tkiya, and then you go to a katan, he blows in yoytze shmiya. He says, you cannot separate the two mitzvahs. He says, e'efsha, the Maram Chaviv and Rosh Hashanah Chavchet. He says, you cannot do such a thing. Elamai, what's the pshat? The two must come together. Those are the Mahalchim, how it's going to work out, that the two mitzvahs come together. Now, there is just one problem. According to the Shoinim, we say that the mitzvah is to blow. Because we just quoted the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it's a Mishnah, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that if you're inside a bar and you blow shofar, and the guy outside hears an echo, he's not yotze. But if the mitzvah is to blow shofar, who cares if you heard an echo? I thought the mitzvah is to blow. So who cares if you heard an echo? You have to say, that even according to these Rishonim, there's also a chelek of the shmiya also in it. Meaning everyone agrees there is a mitzvah to blow and there's also a mitzvah to hear. The question just is, what's the ikkah? According to the Rambam, the gzeira shava is not a d'oraisa, so the ikkah is going to be the shmiya to hear. According to the other Rishonim, that gzeira shava is a d'oraisa, we learn from Yovel, the mitzvah is to blow. But en achanami, everyone will hold there is a bit of both. Comes from Moshe Sternbach, the Ravid Shlita, and he says in Shimas Vahagas and Chelek Gimel, Simukuf Salichas, he says something amazing, Kuf Samaches. He says, and he quotes Ish Mipi Ish Mipi Ish from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. The Rabbi Yisrael Salanta in Rosh Hashanah told his tzibah that everybody should have in mind to be yot to the mitzvah of tkiya and the mitzvah of shmir. You should be yot to both. And there are some yeshivas and some shuls before shofar the takasidus. They tell the tzibah, you should be yot to both. Have in mind that he should be your shliach for tkiya shofar. You don't need the shliach to hear, you can hear yourself. But it should be your shliach to hear, to blow. Then you go to the midst of tkiya. And also, you yourself are hearing it, this taka both. Again, even according to the Rambam, how Reb Chaim learns, there's a mitzvah of both. And according to She'eltus and Rabbeinu Tam, there's a mitzvah to blow. Reb Moshe Sternbach brings there that taka, a person should have in mind to be yaita both mitzvahs. So much so, he even says as follows. There is a minhag, I don't know which shuls do, which shuls don't, to pay the Baal Tokeh to blow shofar. Some do, some don't. The Shulchan Aruch actually says that a person takes money, he went to Sima Bracha. Rav Moshe Sternbach just tightens up. That's only if he wouldn't blow without the money. But if he's willing to blow without the money, and you give him money, it's absolutely fine. Then he says as follows. Taka, a person should pay the Baal Tokeh. You know why a person should taka pay the Baal Tokeh? He brings the Shach in Choshen Mishpot, in Simon Kufay, Seif Kotan Aleph. And the Shach says as follows. That the Gemara Bav Metzia brings down that there's a concept called Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabais. That there's different ways how someone else can do something for you. There's Shlichus. The Shach says, do you know a higher level than Shlichus? It's if a person is your Poyel. If you're paying someone to do something for you, it's even greater than a Shliach. It's not it's like he's doing it for you, it's mamish you. Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabais. If you're not paying the guy, he's your Shliach, correct? If you're paying him, he gets an upgrade to a poyel. Once it's a poyel, we have a rule. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoy. Whenever there's an option of doing a mitzvah, you, your shliach, it's always better for you to do it. But if he's a poyel, he's not even a shliach, you are doing it. Zogre Moshe Sternbach shlita, taka, a person should pay the Baal Tokeh. Because once you pay him, he's now your poyel. You don't need to come on to Shluch HaShalom Kamoisai, and you yoink to the mitzvah of the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin. Now, there are some shuls that have the minag to cover up the shofar whilst they're making a bracha. The shuls do this. The shofars cover whilst they make the bracha. Very interesting. But Avni Nezer, the Truva discusses this. What's the chat? Why is there a minute to cover up the shofar? Says that Avni Nezer, unbelievable. According to how we're learning, at least Reb Chaim in the Rambam and the She'eltos and those who are showing the whole, there's a mitzvah to blow. There is a mitzvah to blow, correct? We all agree now there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. Either it's Shlichus, Shemeh Koine, however you want to learn, there's a mitzvah to blow, correct? Moyodik. Now, once there's a mitzvah to blow, Taka, the Baal Toikea actually could make the bracha al Tkiya Shofar. If you think about it, even according to the Rambam, he could make the bracha al Tkiya Shofar. Why doesn't he? Maybe the Ikar is the Shmiya, or maybe you go according to the completion of the mitzvah. The Gemara Menachah says that. However you want to learn, he technically could say al Tkiya Shofar. He technically could. It is a technical point why he doesn't. But technically, could the Baal Tokeh make the bracha al Tkiya Shofar? Yeah, technically he could. Now, let's ask a shayla. Could the Tzibah make a bracha al Tkiya Shofar? No. Oh, did he? No. He couldn't. Why not? The analysis is amazing. Even though we have a concept called Shluchai Shel Adam Kamoisai, which we do, if you make a shliach, let's give a classic example. A father makes the moyel shliach to be malish son. Who makes the bracha al amila? The father or the moyel? The moyel. Now, even though the father's the mishaleach, we have a yesod that if the mishaleach makes a shliach to do a mitzvah, the shliach makes the bracha. Now, according to what we're saying, the Baal Toikea is the shliach for the tzibah, correct? Are the tzibah able to make the bracha al tkiya shofar? They can't do it, because they're not blowing. It's true, there's a shliach doing it for them. But if a shliach's doing something for you, the shliach makes the bracha, not the mishaleach. So could the tzibah make the bracha al tkiya shofar? No. Technically, could the Baal Tokea? Ah. The Baal Tokea could make the bracha al tkiya shofar, correct? Now, on Shabbos, on Friday night, Shabbos day, we cover up the challah. Why do you cover up the challah? We don't want to embarrass it. Why do we want to embarrass it? Because really the challah should come first. Yeah, that's halacha. The moitzah comes before gofen. But because we make kiddush al yayin, so we don't want to embarrass the challah, so we cover up the challah. Says the Avnei Nezer, that's why we cover up the shofar. We don't want to embarrass the shofar. Do you know why? Because there's two parts of the shofar. There's the blowing and there's the hearing. What comes first? So in school we learn there's something called the speed of sound. It doesn't take long. It's nanoseconds. But at the end of the day, what comes first? The blowing or the hearing? The blowing. Now the tzibah can't make al tkiya shofar, but the Baal Tokeh can. So but what bracha does the Baal Tokeh actually make? Lishmael kol shofar. But he could make al tkiya shofar. So he could make a bracha on the shofar. So it's not to embarrass the shofar, we cover it up, and he makes a bracha lishmael kol shofar. In 1 minute, we'll try and just be miyashev, the Avnei Nezer we started off with. The Avnei Nezer who was going in the Rishonim, and all those Rishonim that learned the mitzvah to blow shofar, so he came along, he said, actually quoted his father, that how you yoytze, that's like the choice that's working through shlichas, he says it's shemeh ko'oneh. This is very hard to understand. How on earth are you going to get away with shemeh ko'oneh by tkiya shofar? According to the She'eltos and Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah is to blow, so how are you blowing for me? Shemeh ko'oneh. L'choyra, As the Hatzvi says, Shemeh Koine works through Dibur. I'm diving Shemeh Esra, and the Chazan's up to Kedusha. So I didn't say anything, and he said, the Tzibah said, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Now, I'm not saying anything. Why not? I'm agreeing with you. It's like Shtika Koidah. You say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kodesh, and Melech Haaretz Kavoidah, and I'm sudden. I agree with you. I'm agreeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kodesh is Malad Olam. So it's like I said it, because I agree. You're going to say, because I was sired once you blew Shofar, it's like I blew Shofar? Impossible. We haven't got time to do it. This is really a shin itself. Quoting the Shem Yishmol, mamish, unbelievable. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to, it's a shin itself. This. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav, that according to Rabbi Huda, so a shofar must be bent. Someone says, why is it bent? So the Gemara says, just like by tefillah, we should bend ourselves in humility. We should double like this. We should double in a humble way, bent over. So too, shofar should be bent. Says Rashi and Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav that blowing shofar is a tefillah. And the Shem Yishmol explains, unbelievable. Again, this is the Shem itself. I'm really not doing it justice. Be moichel me. But blowing shofar, says the Shem Yishmol, is a higher level than normal tefillah. Because words are limited. When someone communicates without sound, they're not limited. And the Beis Halevi explains even tifa. He says that on Rosh Hashanah we have a cloud we want to go through. It's everywhere, but ain't tegonasis negor. We have the prosecutor cannot become the defendant, writes the Beis HaLevi in a drasha that often a person uses their mouth, maybe chas v'shalom, inappropriate things, lashon and hara and other things. Therefore, when a person davens with their mouth, at the end of the day, there could be ink dig and asa snego. You only use your mouth, that's not so poshut. But on Rosh Hashanah, Zog the Beis HaLevi and the Shem Shmuel, Livus and Chassidim coming together here with the same Torah, that there's a special tefillah that comes, as Maduk and Rashi and Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, there's a tefillah that comes, and this tefillah is a quadruple bypass. It bypasses the lungs, and it bypasses the mouth. And it goes straight from the innards of the year to right up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that tefillah? Whatever's going on in the Yid's heart at the time of Tkiyah Shofar. Again, this is a shame in itself, I did not do it justice, but Tkiyah Shofar is in itself a tefillah. It's the highest level of tefillah. It's a tefillah without words. It's so deep, you don't even need to say what's going on. The Baruch Shalom goes in, the Boichen Klayas V'Leiv goes in, and he understands Vazak there in the heart of a Yid. It's a bypass, you don't need to speak. The Baruch Shalom understands. Based on this, Tkiyah Shofar is a tefillah. It's not just an instrument we're blowing, it's a tefillah. With tefillah, we have the rule of Shema Koine. Once we have the rule of Shema Koine by tefillah, we understand the Batakea could be Yotas. Thank you very much.
Before you go, we should not defend the Lachaim for Mr. and Mrs. Ralph Klein, who've been members of our Chabura for many, many years. And he's going to Manchester, he's going to join, I think, Torah Way in Manchester as well. We should have a good retirement there. We should have lots of nachas mitzvah in their diet. Also, if anybody wants to be reshtatif in the Rosh Chodesh collection, please.
Thank you. Thank you.